702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
21 minutes after 8, news from elsewhere in the world. Adam, let's start with the US now. One of the leaders, of course, of that US Capitol insurrection has been jailed. Talk to me.
And then some, yes. Stuart Rhodes jailed for, I mean, I don't even think you could probably guess his term for being one of the leaders of the US Capitol riot, because interestingly, a lot of people were found just to be milling, really, sort of joining in, not really joining in, kind of just there, and certainly with no sense of direction, no sense of insurrection. And yet Stuart Rhodes has certainly been found guilty of being the founder of the Oath Keepers, convicted on charges of seditious conspiracy and a few other crimes thrown in as well. So he's got 18 years in prison. 18. I mean, that's pretty hefty, but then sedition or treason or try to overthrow a government, civil war, that sort of stuff, it's pretty hefty. And there's one thing the authorities don't like, it's an attempt to overthrow the authorities. So he's certainly been found guilty of that. And how hand in glove Donald Trump was with that is still a matter of political divide. And that again came up, whether this was a politically motivated prison term and sentencing or not. I don't know, you roll the dice, you take your choice really on that.
And I suppose the fact that so many of these guys, Donald Trump has not disavowed, and as he hopes to be the Republican nominee for next year's election, will keep an eye on the developments and what he eventually says about this kind of thing. All right, let's go to India now. A dilemma there for that country's democracy.
Yeah, they're not quite storming the parliament building and overthrowing it, but the parliament building has become a real bone of contention for both presidential supporters and prime ministerial supporters. Prime minister versus president, as if that could ever be a thing, eh, Bongani? But over the weekend, India's brand spanking new parliament is going to be inaugurated. And it's lovely. It looks fantastic. It's a sort of fan-shaped marble thing with a big circle as well on top. It's all very high-tech and very with it. And it cost $120 million, more or less, about 2.3 billion rand. By the way, the Scottish Parliament building cost nearly four times that 20 years ago. So I think India's got it for a snip. I think they've done well. The row is the fact that India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, has decided that he will inaugurate the building on Sunday. Many say it should be the president. In fact, 19 opposition parties are going to boycott the ceremony as a result. So a momentous moment for Indian democracy. Of course it is. But half the MPs won't be there. So, of course, it isn't. It's a problem.
It's a noisy place, that democracy. It is the world's largest, is it not? All right. Can you call MCC sparkling bubbles champagne? Not quite in France.
No. And you, in France in particular, I think you could probably get away with it in your own backyard. And indeed, my wife had a soda stream and used to put bubbles into ordinary white wine, and we called it champagne. But of course, we can do that. We just can't then start selling it. Although I suppose technically now we're not in the EU, we probably could. But anyway, France takes exception to anyone trying to pass something off as champagne. So they have just destroyed 35,000 bottles of a soda drink. It's not alcoholic, I don't believe, called Corona Fruit Champagne. And basically, they have an EU copyright that you cannot infringe and call anything champagne if it's not champagne from the Champagne region of France. This also applies to feta cheese in Greece and Parmesan in Italy and Stilton in the UK, although I'm talking cheeses there. The French, of course, are much more interested in wine, or are they? Anyway, they've destroyed all this, all these bubbles. And it's an extraordinary thing because the Brazilian drink that was passing itself off as champagne, but it wasn't, is kind of bright orange, like Lucozade or Iron Brew or something like that, with a bright yellow label. Nobody in their right minds would have thought they were actually buying a bottle of champagne if they bought a bottle of that. Plus, the price would have been considerably different as well. Just wonder sometimes if maybe not turning a blind eye, but maybe a little bit of relaxation in the sort of stringent, no, this is French, we protect our own kind of attitude. Just sometimes with the French.
We're trying that with rooibos. I'm not sure if we are succeeding, but I'll tell you what, Adam, if anybody tries to sell rooibos in France or the UK, you let us know about it. That's this morning's Worldview.
You'll be on it.
With Adam.